following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock. That can only mean one thing to me and probably to Adam. This is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And we are here, as always, at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning to accomplish a few things, including, hopefully, bring you up to date on some current information, the markets, that sort of thing. But first and foremost, to answer your questions, our lines are open at 222-TALK, so give us a call. And my goodness, if we don't have a caller on the line already.
All right. So,
now, I have an old saying. You've all heard it. I say callers go to the top of the list. And they do. Good morning, Carol.
Hi. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have this question, and I want to make sure I get an answer.
Never apologize for interrupting me.
Okay. So what is an IRS PIN number? And is that something I should have? Do I need to get one?
Do you live in either Florida, Georgia, or Washington, D.C.?
Yes, I live here in Florida.
Then A, you are allowed to get one, and B, you should get one because IRS PIN numbers are one of the ways that the IRS is helping us avoid scams for the people who do the phishing, P-F-I-S-H-I-N-G, trying to get your tax information so that they can file your taxes fraudulently and get your refund before you do. The PIN number is a way that you can prevent that, because IRS will not deal with you until you provide that PIN number to them. So everybody within the sound of my voice, if you live in Florida, Georgia, or in Washington, D.C., they're the three places IRS allows people to get them right now. The other condition would be you live somewhere else, but you've already had identity theft problems. But the reason that they allow you to get one in Florida, Georgia, and D.C. is that's where the scams are taking place. So by virtue of your tax filing residence, you're at risk of having your identity stolen. And trust me, we've had some clients who've had the problem, and it is not a pleasant thing trying to unwind it.
Now, well, we've had a lot of trouble with our credit cards with getting scammed, and my husband's had to get three different cards.
Really?
Because they kept... Yeah, they kept finding out what it was, and they were spending it in, you know, distant places, not here.
That's preferable to having your IRS records scammed, but it's certainly not good. Do you use anything like a LifeLock service?
No, I'm sorry, but I'm not real conversant with this stuff.
Okay. I don't endorse them. I would if they sponsored me, maybe, but I use them. And it is one more step to put between you and that. But back to the IRS PINs. If you just go onto the IRS.gov website and type in, it's PIN is for, or the IN, wait, so identification, personal identification number.
Yeah, I think right? there's actually two kinds of PIN numbers you can get from them. One is just to e-file your taxes, and
right.
The other one is for identity theft protection, and that's the one you're talking about. So
yeah, I would recommend both. That's just two levels of security. One's a six-letter,
exactly.
I think, and one's a five.
Correct.
Or number, I mean, one's a five numbers. You can't mix them up.
Okay.
But, yeah, just go onto the website and apply for one. And from that day on, know that any correspondence you have with IRS, they will ask you for that PIN number. If you, okay. In fact, I'm going to talk about this in a little bit. I've got one that Kim Komando put out this week about three scary tax scams that are spreading right now like wildfire, and a lot of it has to do with phishing records on your computer and phone calls that you should not be getting. So never, ever give out that PIN number unless you are absolutely certain that you're dealing okay. with the IRS. But as I said, if you live here, get one.
Clever. They're pretty clever, aren't they?
They are. And what happens if you get it? We had clients whose passports were stolen in Miami. So sure enough, the next spring, they file their taxes, get a little refund coming back. IRS says, oh, sorry, we already sent you your refund.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yep. So what happens then? You get your money back eventually after a bunch of hassle, but you don't get it in the form of a check for a refund or a deposit. You get it credited against next year's taxes, so you're automatically a year behind. Isn't that special?
Well, you know, at least there are some smart people back there.
Yes, there certainly are. Anyway, simple answer to your question, get one.
Okay.
Because you can.
I will.
Okay.
Anything I can do to protect ourselves, you know.
That's the truth. I hadn't given out the trivia question yet, but I'd be happy to if you want to take a shot at it.
Sure.
What percentage of Americans keep their New Year's resolutions?
Three.
You know, I didn't expect the first guest to come in low, but you're a little bit low, but you got the right idea, and I'll be talking about why I'm interested in that today pretty soon. So,
okay,
have we answered your question?
I can't wait to hear that.
Have we answered your question?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate
Great.
It.
Well, thanks for calling.
You guys do a nice service. I appreciate it. I really do.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, Carol.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, as you just heard, one of the things that I always like to cover early in the show is that callers always go to the head of the line, and we will talk more about that. And I also mention frequently that not all financial talk radio shows are created equal. Most of them are pre-recorded, so you only get to listen to what the host has in mind that day. Because we are live every Saturday, and I'm happy to say we're well into our second year now, and we have never missed a show.
Not even one.
That's a badge of honor so far. Hope it keeps up for a while. But you get to call us if you want to talk about the subjects that you are interested in. Just pick up the phone and dial 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. All right, this week in the market, some kind of interesting things happened in the data, in the markets, and the positioning of where we are in the markets. And I'm going to just sit back and smile and let Adam tell you about it.
Yeah, it was a good word to describe this week would be choppy. It was up and down and up again and down again. But overall, it was up. So the Dow ended up 1.5% up. The S&P 1.6 and the NASDAQ 1.9. So all in all, not a bad week.
That's a pretty good way for a chop to end up.
Yeah, we actually could have had a bigger week. The futures on Friday were really up before the open, and then they just couldn't hold on to those gains and kind of gave a little bit back towards the end of the day. But overall, it was pretty flat.
That's just like what happened a couple times last year. The market always gets in a mood where it overshoots one way or the other. You can't go too far too fast without a little correction in the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I did notice the volatility index had dropped quite sharply.
Way down. And I think there are a bunch of reasons for that. Mm-hmm. I'll probably go into it more after our break, which we're coming up on.
Okay.
There were a couple things I liked this week, too. We saw that our market did not follow hand-in-hand with the international markets.
Thank
which
goodness,
because
of what happened to China.
Yeah, and I believe it was Thursday that China's market dropped 6%.
I had very bad feelings about the outcome of that one.
Yeah, and ours did not follow, and it actually rebounded a little bit on Friday, so it wasn't a disaster. And they said they attributed a lot of it to just profit-taking.
Yeah, a lot of the countries surrounding the rim, the Taiwan market in particular, is very strong, and some places that you wouldn't necessarily expect, like Spain. So the internationals are...
Yeah, and Italy,
okay.
Actually.
Yeah, all true. But all in all, I think we'll talk a bit more about the market after the break. I want to remind everybody the trivia question brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. And the question is, what percentage of Americans actually keep their New Year's resolutions? The reason that we care about that, because a lot of New Year's resolutions are to go see a financial planner. And if you made that resolution, I don't want you in one of these low number categories. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-297-1665. That's 1-800-297-1665. 1-800-297-1665. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. That's 800-738-1912.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call.
Call 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And this segment sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Things are starting to grow, folks, despite a little chill in the air today. Call Troy at 662-9794. Our lines are open except for one, 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And the one that's not open is Good Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good.
What can we do for you?
Just as an FYI, on the credit freezing,
yes,
LifeLock that you were talking about, you can freeze your credit with all three credit bureaus for $10 a piece.
Yep. That is correct.
And anybody who wants to go do that themselves, I kind of recommend it.
And in Florida, it does cost $10 to unfreeze your credit. Mm-hmm. But it works because I even tried upping my credit with my bank, and they came back and said they could not do it
until
I unfroze my credit.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Great. And there's a pretty good explanation of how to do that if you go onto Clark Howard's website.
Yep, that's where I got it.
There you go. He does a great service that way. What's on your mind?
Oh, that was it. I just wanted to put that out because it's really handy and it's a one-time fee of $10 if you don't ever need to thaw it out.
There are do-it-yourselfers all over the place in every occupation and every pursuit you can think of. some people want somebody to do things for them. Some people want to do it themselves. And it is very inexpensive. And as you have pointed out, it is very successful to do it yourself. You just have
to
make
the $1 million insurance policy that LifeLock gives you.
And hopefully you won't need it, right?
Thank you.
Would you like to take a shot at the trivia question?
Let me just guess 5%. You said it was.
You're sneaking up on just a little bit more than that yet, but it's a pretty low number, and I'm glad everybody's aware of that right now. I know all the gyms and fitness centers in the world are very upset because most people decide they're going to do that. And,
actually, they're not upset because a lot of people join and just don't go.
The percentage of times that I've kept my resolutions is zero, so I figured it's got to be pretty low.
I only kept one in my life, and that was the time I resolved never to make another one. I haven't broken that one. Take care, Dave. Thanks for the call. All right. Back to the markets a little bit. Some things that I thought were very interesting this week. Some of the asset classes that have been so dismal are showing some signs of life.
Yeah,
for instance, the high yield.
That is true. Before we do that, I just wanted to mention that we did a blog with 10 things to do, 10 almost free things to do to protect your credit early last year. It's on our website if you want to check it out. You might have to scroll back through the blogs a little ways. I believe it was in March or April of last year. But it's pretty good.
While you're on that topic, why don't you tell them about the business and the website and how to get there?
Sure. You can find us online at www.vanweefinancial.com. And you can always reach us in the office outside of the radio show at 904-685-1505 or on Facebook at facebook.com/VanWeFinancial or Twitter at VanWeFinancial. Or if you don't like calling, you can always email us at info@VanWeFinancial.com.
All right. Well, what else did you notice this week that is kind of game-changing or potentially so?
Well, one thing I noticed is that oil is on a nice little rally. It bottomed out around $26 a barrel recently.
And that was brief.
Yeah. And it bounced back rather quickly to around $33 a barrel. And right now I'd say that we're almost definitely going to see some more false starts on a further rally. But I do think that overall the trend will be up this year. It's just these prices are unsustainable. No one can make money at this level. So
mm-hmm. And there's an old expression that says anything that's unsustainable will quit.
That's right. I also noticed that the media really, really wants us to be in a recession.
Yes, they do. And I don't know why, because
I know
their favorite president would get blamed for it.
No, they don't care about that. What they care about is they'd have so much fun, gloom and doom to talk about if we were in a recession. But
hey, I could give them all sorts of gloom and doom to talk about, and it wouldn't involve a recession. Let's talk about 1% GDP growth, and that was revised up to 1%.
That's right, and a lot of it was growth in inventories, which is not necessarily where you want to see it, and it's not sustainable. So
no, but it does show some optimism on behalf of manufacturers and retail sellers. They think they're going to be selling more, so they start building in advance.
Correct. And the other good news we saw this week is that bank lending is continuing to increase, unemployment is decreasing, and the labor participation rate is actually slowly increasing. But you have to remember that's despite 12,000 baby boomers a day retiring.
That is true. And this coming week is the jobs week for February. And if that trend continues, I think it's going to be a very positive sign for the market.
I agree.
Employees are getting paid better, finally.
There's also new money coming into the economy from a source that you probably wouldn't have guessed.
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Francisco Blanche of Bank of America Merrill Lynch noted that if oil prices remain low, we will see a transfer of wealth from the energy companies to the consumers of up to $3 trillion per year.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and that is quite an economic stimulus when people have that much more money to go out and spend on whatever they want.
Our economy is based 70% on consumer spending. If consumers have more to spend, and let's face it, spending it at the gas pump is like burning it.
Well, literally.
Uh-huh, exactly. Whereas spending it at a more substantial level, for instance, home building and buying assets like televisions and just all kinds of tangible things like that, those are the things that stimulate jobs all around the world.
Absolutely. Or going out to eat where you're supporting a waitress, a cook, a restaurant owner, and on and on. I mean, it really is it's a huge net benefit to your local economy.
The other thing that will happen, if these oil rates go up just a little bit more, it'll rekindle the industry within our borders. And I would really like to see that. The energy independence thing has been a game everyone's talked about since Jimmy Carter. It's never been pursued, except we hit it briefly for a couple of months. We were actually net exporters last year. And that's why OPEC got together and just forced the supply to make the price crash so we'd get out of the business. And they are succeeding.
Yes, they are.
But it's available to start up again, and it's all dependent on the price. So I guess for now, I'd say take the good news, put it in your pocket, and smile for a while.
Absolutely.
Works for me.
We also saw some pretty good economic data this week. On Thursday, the durable goods report was released, and it was a really good one. The new orders for durable goods rose 4.9% in January, and that's kind of out of a sector of the economy we were pretty sure was in a recession, the manufacturing sector.
Yeah,
they've
actually added jobs the last couple months.
Yeah, they have a pretty good amount, too.
Mm-hmm. That's very important.
We also saw personal income and consumption rise 0.5% in January. So over the past year, private wages have risen 4.9% and 4.3% for all jobs, including government jobs.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. And at the same time, personal spending is up 4.2%, and a lot of that can be contributed to lower energy prices. There was a negative note. We saw new home sales decline 9.2% in January after a pretty strong December. But this is a pretty volatile report.
And that part of the winter was really deep.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm not going out home shopping at 2 below 0.
And the overall trend in that report is still positive. And it doesn't include multifamily housing, which is where a lot of new demand is right now. At the same time new home sales were plunging, we saw existing home sales increase by 0.4%, and that brings them to up 11% year over year.
And guess what it's leading to? An inventory shortage housing.
Definitely.
What does that mean, folks?
Prices will rise.
If you are a carpenter, a bricklayer, if you're building refrigerators, things like that, get ready, because it's going to get better.
And so lastly, we saw that inflation looks to be making a comeback. Even though the CPI was actually flat for January, the price of gas fell 4.8%, which means that the price of almost everything else went up. So that's actually being reflected in tips right now, which, if you're not familiar, are Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, and they actually pay based on inflation increasing. And they've increased 2% in price since the start of the year, meaning that people are expecting them to start paying again because they haven't paid in 2016. But I would expect that to change pretty soon.
It'll be 2 or 3 months yet because there's a little lag in getting those numbers back in. Yeah,
2 to 3 months is pretty soon in my book.
It is when you haven't been paid more than once or twice in a year.
Right.
It becomes very important. I'm a fan now. This little tick up in inflation, you can see it at the gas pump where the national prices are now up to $1.74, and they have been a lot lower than that. And by a lot, I mean a few cents. But the point is, so much of what we do is tied to the price of gasoline. Transportation is 10% of food. Transportation itself is a huge industry. The cost of that's going up. The inflation rate's going to ramp up a little bit. You see it in the charts for the precious metals recently, although they had a pull back Friday, as a lot of things did, utilities and so on. But if you look at what's happened this year to tips, gold, silver, and so on, people are anticipating an increase in the rate of inflation.
That is true. And also interesting to note, at the peak last year of the markets in May and June, all three indices since then had been down over 10%. Now, only the NASDAQ is down over 10% from those peaks. So we've definitely seen a good little bounce in the market recently.
Yeah, this is all really good news. I think there's probably some political implications that are raising people's expectations. But we'll talk some more about all kinds of things like that after the break. I want to remind you that the trivia question's still out there. What percentage of Americans keep their New Year's resolutions? We know it's a small number, above 5. So give us a call at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255 for that reason or any other. Don't go anywhere. We're on a hard break. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. South Carolina is the site today of the Democrats' latest primary. Hillary Clinton is expected to be a big favorite today for a possible victory. If she can pull that off, she will then go on with a lot of momentum into Super Tuesday this week. Donald Trump says news organizations that have criticized him will, quote, have problems if he's elected. He told a rally in Fort Worth, Texas yesterday he wants to, in his words, open up libel laws to make it easier to sue reporters who say untrue things. Trump's also picked up the endorsement of one of his former rivals, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Pentagon leaders, including the top U.S. nuclear war-fighting commanders, say it's time to begin modernizing the country's nuclear weapons, and he says time's running short. Navy Admiral Cecil Haney argues that the choice is either to begin modernizing the force or risk eroding its credibility. This is SRN News.
Ooh, what's that do?
Police radio. Molly.
That's a breaker, breaker. 5-0. Coming at you.
Actually, Mike and Molly's coming at you on CW17.
What is this do?
Molly.
Mike and Molly.
All week long at 7 and 7:30 on CW17.
You know you're broke when...
Figured out the cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper cream. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Two Broke Girls.
All week long at 6 and 6:30 on CW17.
25 years has seen a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. The quality of CopyFax, a family-owned business taking pride in their service and products. CopyFax offers easy document management to store and back up all of your business files. CopyFax is the only local distributor for the Samsung product line and services the full HP printer fleet. Your choice for multifunction office management. Update and simplify today. 904-296-1600 and online at CopyFax.com. CopyFax is proud to serve our local military.
This is the year of mercy. The Pope declared the year of mercy last year, and the year of mercy began, I think, January 1st. It's a great idea, the year of mercy. But this is unprecedented for us to have the pontiff single out an individual who is not a Catholic and proclaim on his Christianity. That's not good.
The Laura Ingraham Show, weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk WBOB.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
WBOB traffic and weather.
Roger, back to being clear. Nice traveling around town. As for the weather, not too bad either. Sunny skies. Next few afternoons, looking for high today, 64, up to 69 for Sunday, and 73 for Monday. Clear skies tonight, lows of 42. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows of 48. And then Monday night, lows of 52. It's up to 50 at News Talk AM 600, FM 100.3 WBOB.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Welcome back. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
Hey, and we hope you can stick around for the second half of the show. Trivia questions still out there. What percentage of Americans keep their New Year's resolutions? In a nutshell, it's a pretty dismally small number that's bigger than 5%.
I don't think anyone's going to be too surprised by the answer.
I do not think so either, but it's getting to be an easier and easier question. So if you are interested in winning the prize brought to you by First Coast Alarm, then just give us a call at 222-TALK. You know, every Saturday at 10 o'clock for the last 13 months or so, Adam and I have been in the studio live. As I said earlier, we haven't missed yet. That's a badge of honor to me. We call it the Van Wee Financial Hour because we like to stick to topics that are actually financial. And we know that some of you are familiar with other types of call-in talk shows. There's a legal show that precedes us by two hours, actually. And the callers know when they have a legal question, this is what that show does and it's what it's for. And he does a really good job. I was enjoying it this morning. And then there is the real estate show, and people know when they have a real estate question because it's very obviously related to real estate. But I'm going to tell you more about what a financial show can be. But first, in keeping with our stated goal, callers first. Good morning, Chris.
How are you all today? You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much. We're wonderful. I assume you are too. You sound good.
Yeah. Walking the dog here on the south side and enjoying the day.
It's wonderful.
All warming up now.
Wonderful.
Real estate question, all this affordable housing over here specifically, Peyton Ridge, near the corner of Atlantic and Southside. I see there's a lot of senior, they call it affordable, but it's low income housing. Mm-hmm. What impact is that going to have area? I don't know, on the growth of the city and any comments? Downsize the economy. The apartments and everything are designed for people that probably make $1,000 income a month. And I just checked it out, but I'm not interested. It's $675 for one bedroom, $775 for two. It's basically going to bring another 300 people in there. Any comments regarding that?
Looking at the area financial system in general, it would have some obvious benefits in that we can get people in here, pay reasonable but not overly large wages so that people can get people to work for them. And these people are not going to have to commute for 20 miles to get outside of town where things are really, really cheap. Now, there may be some neighborhood impact, I guess, in that the comparables in your neighborhood determine the value of your property. So I would say it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I think the number one thing that we can hope for is that they do enough screening on these people to get the right kind of people in there, the ambitious, hardworking types that are going to maintain it, pay the bills, and that sort of thing. I can't think it would be a great big plus or a great big minus, either one.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. There is no security on the property. When I was acting like I was interested, they said there would be no security out in the on the grounds outside. There's a manager during the daytime, but nobody actually in there at night. And my concern was some people that didn't would get a key and that close to living quarters, and it would turn into something like Eureka Gardens
in about
3 years.
That's a concern for everybody, and you've got to keep an eye on it. If you see the neighborhood changing the wrong way, then it might be time to get out.
After all the press that the Eureka Gardens incident got, I don't think any landlord wants to be put in that position where their name is trashed on the news 24/7.
That's very true.
Hopefully they're addressing those issues.
There are some big investments in these places, and people want to protect them. So I would keep an eye on that. I'd buy a good deadbolt, but other than that, probably net of everything, I would guess it would accrue to the city's benefit to have people available to take jobs
Absolutely.
In an urban setting.
Definitely.
So
I would think so, but like I said, the security guard's not being on the premises.
See if they have cameras.
Inside the building.
If they have cameras, it's a start.
Yeah.
Lighted parking lots and cameras are the best two forms of security that are passive.
But seniors are some of the things that people prey upon in the...
Right.
Real easily, if somebody would get a key not authorized to be inside without checking to see who's actually on the premises. So, anyhow, your trivia question.
Yes.
What percentage was the question?
What percentage of Americans actually keep their New Year's resolutions?
Oh, my gosh, no more than about 8.
It's not about 8. It is 8. We have a winner.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my.
Good job. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get your address, and we'll send it out to you. Great job.
Yeah, you have to come by and see me on the south side. I call frequently.
Oh, yeah, I know you do, and we love it. Love hearing from you.
All right,
I'll put you on hold. Thanks so much for the call. And we have a winner just like that. Only 8%. The reason I brought it up, because a lot of people make a resolution that this is the year they're going to get their finances in order. They're going to talk to an advisor and all that. And what happens? 92% of them forget.
Yeah, well, life happens, and there's just a lot of other priorities that people are juggling. So it gets moved down the list.
Well, and it happens that when you get back to work after the holidays, there's always a bunch of pent up and built up stuff. So my point is, if you've been talking about visiting an advisor, do so. If your finances need to get in order, if you need to start saving, if you're retiring, there's just so many reasons to go see someone. And we would, of course, recommend a certified financial planner who is fee only. And we do have someone available. Oh, that would be us, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And there's several others in town.
Yes,
we'd like for you to interview a bunch of them and then pick us.
And that's in fairness to you and them, because there are other people that do a very good job, but you should find somebody that you are comfortable with, or you will probably not pay attention to them. And the only thing dumber than seeing a good advisor is not listening to the advice. Anyway, most of the live call-in shows have to do with either a very specific topic, or they wind up getting overly political or whatever. We do try very hard to deal with topics that are in finance. There naturally is some overlap. The political scene always does impact what's happening to your money and what will happen to it in the future. But that said, most people are selling something. You'll hear over and over about, oh, it can only go up, it can't go down, and here's this marvelous thing that's just as good as it could possibly be. Most of these people are selling annuities or life insurance. And there's the ones that go something like, well, you get tax-free income forever. Now, those things fall in the category of complete the sentence. If it sounds too good to be true, comma,
it probably is.
Yes. Or, as we in the business like to say, when you've heard a pitch like that, run.
Yeah.
Don't walk.
Don't look back.
Nope. Just run. We, us. Now, I get to talk about us for a little while. A little shameless self-promotion. It is, after all, our show. We're regulated by the state of Florida and the SEC, and we cannot make unsubstantiated promises. We're local. Our offices are out at the end of Butler in Jacksonville Beach. And for the benefit of all of you who are older than Adam, it's a one-story building with wonderful parking, easy access and egress. We chose it very, very carefully to be convenient for people of all ages and for the advisors who live in the neighborhood. Oh, that would be me. Our phone lines are always open during this show. Unlike many shows, we will take calls from the very top, as happened today for that matter. So you know that no matter when you call, you're going to be a priority for the show. We have absolutely no products to sell. We are truly fee only. We do personal financial planning and asset management. Our revenues are derived from assets under management. There is no one we will not talk to. We offer a one-hour consultation to anyone for the asking in the office. No cost, no obligation. We are kind of unique as a father-son team in several respects that I am going to have to deal with after the break, because it's sneaking up. Trivia question's already been won. Congratulations to Chris. Don't go anywhere. I've got some more to finish up here, and Adam's got some things he wants to tell you. So we'll see you right after the break. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842. This is an important message about the IRS. Are you dealing with a tax crisis? If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? The IRS is offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Paul Sibley, Director of Client Services with U.S. Tax Shield. The IRS is offering Fresh Start Initiatives because they actually want you to resolve your tax issues. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, stop the bleeding, and fix what caused your problem in the first place. Our goal is to negotiate a resolution you can live with and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-418-0572 for your free consultation and get protected now. That's 800-418-0572. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-418-0572.
Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Not available in all states.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour, fourth and final segment. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
Lines are open, 222-TALK. It's 222-8255, area code 904. Give us a call. I was talking about us, one of my favorite topics. Adam and I are, as I say, a pretty unique father-son firm combination. We both have professional qualifications, including technical undergraduate degrees and MBAs. That's kind of rare in our business. We also try very hard to avoid off-topic discussions. So we hope the show is presented to you in a format that is what I call educational fun. We have over 14 years of radio experience in financial talk radio, and both of us have been consumers of financial services prior to going into the business. We didn't cut our teeth on this. So I can look at things with the perspective of a potential user as well as a potential provider. We both spent a long time in the private sector with jobs prior to doing this one. And there is more on this, but in keeping with our philosophy, good morning, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
Just wonderful. And you?
I'm doing well, thank you. My question is, you know, Ben Carson was the only guy that talked about this. I mean, that only, he's the only one I ever heard talk about it. But he said in one of the debates, he said, you know, you guys are talking about $19 trillion. That's nothing compared to $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Mm-hmm. And when do we, I mean, is there ever a place where you hit the reset button and
yep.
everything resets? I yep. mean, that's my question.
There are three ways that countries can get out of debt. Number one, start taking in more than you spend. That is an impossible hurdle at today's spending level.
Right.
Number two, you could monetize it, which simply means you print more and more and more money so that the value of your debt in terms of dollars goes way, way down, which means that every consumer in this country is paying a lot more for everything they do.
Okay.
And the third one is to
and
default.
Then what?
Default. That's the third way.
Yeah.
The default will come when no one will borrow money or no one will lend us money anymore. Now, it seems to me that this might not be quite as bad as it sounds. The reason being,
right.
every country owes every country a lot of money, right? What
right.
happens one day if we just start cutting deals? I owe you $100 billion, you owe me $90 billion. We're going to erase $90 billion, and then there's only that $10 billion left. That is one
right.
way we could cut this down. But it
right.
would not be met very nicely on the streets of America and other places, because the full faith and credit of the United States is still a term that today means something. It will erode as these things go on. So it would be far better from my standpoint to do point number one, which is to pay it off the old-fashioned way. Spend less, cut the tax rates, generate more income, and use that revenue to do things that include get out of debt rather than just spend it. Right now, if you give Congress a dollar, they spend $1.30. That can't.
Exactly.
It's got to be 99 cents or less, or you're not going to get out
well,
of debt.
We got to have, hey, listen, we got to have term limits for those
yep.
guys.
Yep.
And they need to build a fence around the place and tell yep. the lobbyists to stay away from them. All the lobbyists.
Couldn't agree with you more. The rest of the unfunded liabilities are things like pensions. There are 10 to 12,000.
Right.
of us retiring every day, and a lot of those are government employees that have vested pensions that are very large. These things, because the government doesn't have to provide what we call gap accounting, are you familiar with that?
Right.
General accounting principles. The government doesn't have to do that. If the government were a corporation, it would have to show on its balance sheet these future liabilities, but they don't have to. So they're hidden by saying, well, our debt's $19 trillion. Well, there are various numbers that run between 100 and 200 trillion for things that are coming up that include Social Security, disability, Medicare, Medicaid, all of the pensions and so on, all these things.
You can probably add Obamacare to that list.
Probably.
Right.
Now, there is another side of this coin. Because of the nature of government accounting, the government can build, let's say they're going to build a post office. Or I got an idea. How about a local one? A courthouse. Government builds a $350 million courthouse. They write off $350
right.
million that year. If I build a $350 million courthouse, I've got something like 42 to 50 years to depreciate the thing, meaning my expense is only going to be about 2% of that. Their expense is 100%. So on one hand, you've got great unfunded liabilities, but on the other hand, you have great assets that are not reported. The government owns, what is it, 80% of the land in this country or something like that? The value
Probably.
Of these lands is enough to get us out of debt. Sell them. That way you don't have to manage them. You get the money instead. Put them to private use, whether it's farming, mining, whatever. But they don't want to do it because once they sell it, they lose control of it. So things are
Right.
truly not as dismal as they might sound, because we do have national assets that back up our national liabilities. We have to change the structure of things, starting with zero-based budgeting, where everybody has to justify every dollar next year and every year beyond that. And then we have to do something about the accounting for our assets and liabilities. But first, you start with the spending. It's like the illegal immigration problem. There's absolutely no reason to talk about it at all while the borders are wide open. Stop
the leak, and talk. The only way to do that is term limits.
Absolutely right. And, you know, we passed them. Newt got them through. That was one of the things that Newt promised in the contract with America back in the 90s. Got them through. And, of course, they were immediately tested in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court threw them out on the basis that it denied people their free will to vote.
To vote for who they wanted to.
Now, what Newt screwed up, in my humble opinion, and if I ever meet him, I'll tell him to his face, although I guarantee you he already knows it, he should have had in his other pocket, one had the Constitution in it, the other one should have had in it a constitutional amendment to have term limits.
Exactly.
The second it got thrown out of court, I would have introduced that in Congress. That he had the will of the American people in his hand, right there. They were all for term limits. And because nothing happened after that Supreme Court decision, the will of the people faded. You know what happens when something goes away for 3 months or 6 months in politics and is replaced with a bunch of other things. I swear he could have gotten that railroaded through and we would have
them. The
people
now is, look at all the young people. They're voting for Bernie Sanders, big majority of them. We're screwed, man.
The good news is they won't be voting in the numbers that they voted for Obama because he's not unique enough.
I understand.
He probably won't get the nomination. I think Hillary's got it more or less wrapped up.
Count the votes in the primaries that have been held so much. Don't count who got what vote. Count the Democrat votes and the Republican votes, and if that doesn't put a smile on your face, nothing will.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
there's hope.
They're showing up in droves.
We have ways to fix the problems. We don't have the will to fix the problems in this administration, and we better darn well think about the next administration because every year it gets a whole bunch worse.
It's also a demographic problem. My generation was so small. There's so few of us that we don't have enough people paying into the system that are in their peak earning years like I am, or headed into those years. But the millennial generation is actually huge, and there'll be a lot more taxpayers when they all start getting employed and work their way up through the corporate ladder.
It does pose a problem, though, that 45% of the people in this country pay no federal income tax. That is a serious problem. Even Biden said it. You got to have some skin in the game. Sarah and I were talking about this last night on the way home. This is a very interesting concept. The only way you bring everybody into the system is the fair tax. Because even if you
I like the fair tax, yeah.
What if you get a postcard tax filing, and that postcard's top line is, what did you make? What's your revenue personally? That's a complicated formula. I may talk more about that next week.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm a fair tax guy myself. Read the book.
I just thought you might be. You sound like one. Hey, we really appreciate the call, Jay. Right. The music's playing. We'll see you next Saturday. Be there. Thanks, people. This has been a fun show. It's what I've been talking about. It's so much more fun for us and so much more fun for you when you call the show and ask questions. That's why we're here every Saturday at 10. That's why we plan to be here every Saturday at 10 until I'm too old to do it anymore. You're listening to the Vanway Financial Hour, and make that a habit. Do it again at 10 o'clock next Saturday. The weather's starting to get nice. There's a lot of things to be optimistic about. The markets are looking a little bit better. I hope I can say that again next week. Right, Adam?
Me too.
All right, stay tuned for Tula.